This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. We're continuing in Mishmaror Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes. We're in the middle of Se'if Gimel. The Mechaber said in Sif Gimel, we started this. Kli shemachzik revius kishasoim chenais, a kli that could contain a revius when you lean it. Vim lo yismechuhu, if you don't lean it, yishav chamayim, the water will pour v'lo yishar by revius, you won't be remaining with revius. Einoi kli. It's not a kli. So if the kli needs to be leaned in order for it to contain a revius, it's not considered a kli. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, kli shemachzik b'tor beis Yosef Isa du'a din b'shever kli, shu machzik revius shaloi b'musmach. The Torah beis Yosef, we find that the same thing would apply in a broken kli that's machzik revius if you don't lean it. That in this case, where if you have a broken shard that it contains a revius and you don't need to lean it, then it would be good. The Chayr, he's saying that it would be a good kli. Some say that even according to that opinion, you can't be lenient unless you designated it for usage. This we saw last time. This is all the walls of the kli. A kli that it was diminished from above. Yichol amen al shule could stand on its bottom. Shaloi b'musmach lekabel revius near the yesh lahakol ito ba im ein loy kli acher. So let's say like this: you have the kli that the top of it got minimized. So instead of holding 9 ounces, it holds 5 ounces. So if it's split and it's in its length, so then there's an opinion that it's good, but many achronim say, no, it's not good, it's shever kli. But if it split, if it diminished from above, and it still could stand on its regular bottom, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be lenient if you don't have another kli. Ach sheyizar lito ba b'makim shenivchas shesham hakli nemucha. De besaf acher shakli gavaya kam achron machminas ruloi loy chashiva kli. This is very important. If a kli got diminished, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying you could be lenient and use it for a kli, you have to be careful that when you wash from it, you're washing from its lowest point. So let's say you had a kli, it used to be able to contain 8 ounces. Now it got diminished, it contains 6 ounces, but the top of it, you know, it goes up and down, it's a little bit jagged. You have to make sure to wash from its lowest point. You have to be able to wash from its lowest point, which is very important when if you ever do Netilas Yadayim with a kli that has a spout. If the spout comes down lower than the rim of the kli, if you were to wash from the regular rim of the kli, you would not be yoytze even b'diyaveh. This is a very critical halacha. I want to explain clearly. You see, we have to judge on every piece of the kli, is it a kli? So if the kli got diminished on top, you need to wash from its lowest part. Because if you wash from the highest part of the rim, that part is not a kli. Because in that area, it cannot contain anything. Because there's a part of it that goes lower, and the water comes out of that part. So that upper part of the kli is no longer a kli. So when you're washing from a kli that's jagged on the top, you have to wash from its lowest point. any other edge, shakli gavaya, kama achroinim machmirin, many achroinim machmir, usvirlu deloy chashiva kli, they hold it's not considered a kli, kivan she'ena kli machse kamayim b'makamahu, since the kli cannot contain liquid in that part, shenishpachin derachatzad shenivchas, it's going to pour out on the side that got diminished. Now, if besides this, there's a small hole in the kli, even small enough that it will just release liquid, which normally we say is not going to render something not a kli, then in a combination with the fact that it got diminished from the top, you should not use it to wash at all.
Why are you not pouring from the kli below that non-kli?
One second. I want to show you. Okay. So let's say this is your kli. Make believe there's a bottom. And then what happens is it got a little broken. Okay? So now it still contains revius, it still contains 3.3 ounces. And the Mishnah Berurah says you could be lenient to wash with it. But it says Mishnah Berurah, you have to make sure you wash from the lowest point. I don't know if you could see with the lighting. From the lowest point. Let's say there's a spot that goes lower than the other. You have to wash from the lowest point, right? From here, not from the... Why? Because this part of it is not a kli anymore. The color, let's see, this part of it is not a kli anymore. You have to wash from its lowest part. The only part that's considered a kli is the part that goes up till the lowest point. Once anything above the lowest point is not a kli. So if you're going to pour from the rim of the higher point, the water is coming from a non-kli, you won't even be yotzi b'di'eved. Now, this is very common in some places for some reason, especially, let's say, there's a caterer. They put a pitcher out for Netilas Yadayim. Often the pitcher has a spout that goes lower than the rest of the point, and people wash from the rim. That's like it's like washing from a plastic cup already. You know, no, it's actually worse than washing from a plastic cup. It's gonna be worse. Can you imagine? It's gonna be worse than washing from a plastic cup. Because that part that the water is coming out from is not a kli.
Or is part of it you're pouring
or,
below?
Again, or two things. If the spout is lower than the rest of the pitcher, then you must wash from the spout. Because the part above is not a kli. If sometimes the spout is higher than the rest of the pitcher, then you can't wash from the spout. Because that part is not a kli, it can't contain a revius.
Is the problem that it's being mafsik with this non-kli? Because I'm pouring from a kli, it just happens to be going to this non-kli.
Yeah, but ultimately it came to your hand from a non-kli.
Let's say I have my hands and the water hits something else and then hits my hand.
Then it's not good.
Because it didn't come from a kli?
Correct.
It came from my koyach from the kli?
Doesn't matter. Yes. What could I do to help you?
Of course, in your broken kli, where part goes down, when you're pouring, part is pouring, is above and below that force at the same time. So you're getting water from both sections of that rim. Not only from the bottom section.
You're saying because it goes down, but part of the water is by the part that's already going up?
It's high on the high section. Unless it's a big crack. Of the small crack, you've got the joint coming from the side, which is above that indentation. No?
I hear what you're saying.
You have to pour it very slowly, just from that bottom corner.
Yeah, but...
I'm not sure. Okay. Sivkata Yud Gimel. Revius Kishasoim Chinoisai. It can only contain a revius when you lean it. Lav Dafka Duadin Imachsek Harbi Yosim Revius Aide Smicha Inoyasar. It's not only if it contains a revius when you lean it. Let's say it holds much more than a revius by leaning it. It's only going to be possible if when you don't lean it, it will not contain a revius. But if when it kilts over, it will still contain a revius. Although when you lean it, it contain much more than a revius, it would still be considered kli. Avlam yishar by revius achar shvicha leinezbatel mishem kli. I wonder who asked me, Rabbi Asher, who asked me that question? That if you're washing from a part of the kli that got cracked, let's say the crack is like this. So Rabbi Asher is asking that if you wash from the lower point, but there's going to be some water from the upper point, and in that area you don't have a revius, maybe you would go by roiv. In other words, maybe we would say if roiv of the water is coming from the lower point, which could be machzik revius, even though there's a miad of water that's coming from a higher point that can't be machzik. Maybe l'chayr we would say the water from that's touching the other upper point would be batel b'roiv. Do you need shishim? Chari, you don't need shishim. You don't need shishim. You just need roiv. There's no tam over here. There's no. We're not dealing with a flavor. We're dealing with reality. L'chari, we would go by roiv.
What I guess one of the criteria for a kli is where the water at rest. Like, from the standpoint of where the kli holds it, if it's tilting over, does it fall out or not? Meaning, in this case, for the roiv, was at rest. The water is in the kli. The kli is holding it.
Okay, the case of the broken piece and the case of the kli where it's going to fall over are two different guidelines. The case where something is going to kilt over is as long as it could contain a revius without tilting over, then even if it holds 100 revius when it's leaning, it's still good. Even though the roiv of the water and the kli is only when you supported, that's not relevant. The relevant factor is it a kli? So a kli is something that could contain a revius even without leaning. But the broken part is a little bit of a different issue. The broken part is this water coming from something?
From above. The small crack, the small indication,
okay, let's go further. Eino Kelly, Sivkatan Yadalad. The Imla Yismuchu Yishav Chamayim Lo Yishav Ravius, Eino Kelly. Behainu Kishaloi Hoysa Tchilas, Tikunoi Kach. This is talking about if it wasn't made this way originally, Dim Hoysa Tchilas Tikunoi Kach, if it was made this way originally, Haloi Chashav Kli, it would be considered a Kli, Kil Kaman Besafei. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush that if you have a cone shape on the bottom and it was made that way initially, it's a kli. There's no din that a kli has to stand on its own. It's only if it did have the ability to stand on its own and now something broke and it can't stand on its own, it's a problem. But if it was made initially that it can't stand on its own, that's not an issue. By the way, which would answer our question from Menorah. We asked, you're putting the oil in something that's not a kli. Doesn't matter. It was made that way initially. The fact that it can't stand, it was made that way originally. Oy shahaya kli ke'en magufa. Da'afim nasim et chila kach enoy chashav kli ukel kameh. Or, another possibility, it's a kli like a stopper. There, we'll see. If it was made that way initially, it's not okay. Okay, let's go further in the Mechaber. Hilkach, Magufa Shel Chavis, the cap of a barrel, the stopper of a barrel, Shichada, that pointy on top. It can't contain a revius if it's not leaning. You can't use it for Natilas Yadayim. If you widen it on the bottom, if you widen it on the bottom, that it's Mekabel Revius, when it's sitting without leaning, you could use it to wash until Siddayim. Says Mishnah Berurah, Magufa, Vuadin Bekisa Kelim. The covers of Kelim, Shehim Chadin, that are sharp, in Mekabel Revius, Shalayde Smicha, and they don't accept a Revius if they're not leaning. Aser, you can't use them for Natil Sidayim. Ela im kain tiknan, unless you fix them. Avam hayu rechavim metchila. However, if they were wide from the beginning, mekam revius, and they do receive revius, kasherim, mishum demishtamshin lefamim bahem gam kain lekabel, because they are sometimes used to hold liquids. V'yesh machmirin b'zeh. Some are machmir, elam kain yichdan behedya lekabala. Unless you designate them explicitly for being able to receive liquids. So Mr. Brewer is saying, if you have a magufa or any covering of a kli and they're sharp, and they need to lean to accept the revius, it's usur, unless you did some kind of tikkun. What is this talking about? What kind of tikkun? But if they were wide to begin with, and they're makabel revius, they're kosher, because you use them sometimes, and some say, no, you need to specifically designate them. Okay, shihichada, haynu shihichada lamata b'makam sheyosheves b'fi hachavas. They're pointy below where they sit in the barrel. Ulamala al-gaba yeshba chalo l'kaben. On top, they have a cavity to receive liquid. Einoit lamimena. That if you have a magufa that's pointy and it's not makabel revius, unless you lean it, you can't use it to wash. V'yavti hi nasas metchila chada, even though it was made that way from the beginning. So when Mishnah Berurah was bothered, didn't we say that if it was made that way from the beginning, it's okay if it can't contain, if it's not supported? Mikal makam le'nechshava kechli shetchilas tikunai kach. It's not considered a kli that was made that way to begin with. Hamavoyer b'sif hey the mutter mishum deloy nasis metchila b'shul lekaba b'mashkin. This halacha that a kli that was made initially that it can't contain a revius unless you lean it, that which we say if it was made that way it's good, that's only if it was made that way to be mekabel mashkin. But if it was made to be a cover of a kli, even though it was made to be sharp and that you could still put liquid in it, and it could contain, it has to lean, that's only if you made it that the it should function as a receptacle. But if it wasn't made to function as a receptacle, it was made in this case, Raki Kara Lekisayu, V'chein Loidami Lesak V'kupa Mavar B'sivdaled, D'machmirin Sham D'loy Mahani Af Im Tiknan L'Sheves B'loy Smicha. It's also not similar to a sack and a box, that there we say, even if you made it to be receptacle, it's not going to work. Mishum debezal kapanim mishtam shebalufamim lekabalas mashkin. Basically, let's just get this clear. There are three levels of kelim. A kli that was made to drink, and it has a sharp bottom, and it's a drinking kli. You use it to drink coffee. You use it to drink whatever you drink. I'm not going to say. If it was made to drink, it doesn't matter that it can't stand without leaning it. It doesn't matter that if you put it down, it will flop over. It was made to be a receptacle to drink, and it's considered a kli, and you can wash until it's yadayim with it, even though it cannot stand on its own. The second level is a cover of a kli, that it was made to be, so to speak, sharp on the bottom and to keel over. So in such a case, if you fix it, that it could contain without support, it would be good, because sometimes you use it to contain liquid anyway. It's, even though it's a cover of a kli, it's sometimes used for that. However, a sack or a box, which is never used to be a receptacle for liquid, even if you fix it up, it's not going to be good. Okay, hang in there 1 second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.